Jesus, that's very convenient.
Yes, it is. Nice and, I tell you, this kind of, we're using Quicken Loans, and they sent the closing package to our house. Our paperwork is all in a binder. It's almost like a legal pad with a cover on it. And they did a very good job. All the stuff they need is in a sealed envelope. They open it when they get there, and my wife said she can feel that they have pens in there. So they brought their own pens. It's pretty cool. Very well organized company.
Well, the main thing is if you lowered your payment, that's what counts.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we lowered our payment. We paid off some credit cards, and we're going to be in a much better position than we were. Not to mention, we're getting close to paying on our taxes at the end of the year because, you know, we had no more interest on our original mortgage. So now we're starting all over again, so we should start seeing money back again next year on the taxes.
Very good. Did you get your coffee yet?
No, I called you as soon as I got on the road. Still a little ways away from that. I'm exceeding the speed limit. It's only 50 over here on the Merritt. I'm going 72.
Yeah, it's supposed to warm up for Saturday. Possible snow showers. And back to next week, I don't know if it's Sunday night or Monday morning, back down to these low temperatures again.
Yeah, well, you know, every day that passes, every week that passes, gets us closer to spring break.
Well, I figured it would start getting warmer. It's not getting warmer. I think Canada should keep their air up where it belongs.
Yeah, we're too damn close to Canada for my liking. Yeah, I'll have to retire quite a ways from Canada. Excuse me. Except for the fact that California may break off and fall into the ocean. I wouldn't mind retiring there.
California? I don't know if I would ever want to be there. Well, Sean said where he was last week was pretty nice.
Yeah, you know, when you're on a business trip, too, it's a little different. But I don't know if I'd want to live in L.A. That's pretty bad. That's like living in New York with palm trees. But where I was, Palm Desert was really nice. Just very, very hot. Hence the name Desert. But I loved California. I really did. I mean, every day, blue skies. It was unbelievable. And we were there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll tell you, when I was watching the Weather Channel or the New Jersey Channel something this morning, they're even down in Florida, they're cold. It's unbelievable how far this cold weather's dipping down.
Yeah, I know. You think there's no end to it. Well, I tell you, if I had my choice, I wouldn't mind southern Texas either or Arizona. And my wife might be doable for Arizona, but I don't think she'd want to go to Texas.
Arizona, that gets too darn hot.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the best scenario would be if we had a place up here and a place down there. Then we could go down there for the winter and not complain about the heat and come up here in the summer. But I don't know if that's going to happen. Not unless we get a little condo or something up here or down there. I don't know. I still have 5 years, 6 years to go. A lot can change in 6 years.
And 10UK2BR, that's for sure. I still got four to go.
I don't know who I'm going to talk to this time of the morning in 4 years. I may have to get back into HF from the car.
Yeah, but who knows if I'm retiring right at 66, too. You never know. Depends on how I feel.
Yeah, well, that's a key for everybody, too. I'd like to go to 66, but, you know, if I start falling apart more than I am now, I may just go out at 65 and say the hell with the extra year for Social Security. I'll take what they're giving me. You know, a lot of factors in that. See where the kids end up, you know. You know, I'm planning my life, but, you know, I still got a lot of stuff to do before I retire. That could change my plans. KD2BORN1LU. I'm about a half a mile away from the mobile.
All right, very good. I tell you what I'm going to do. You're just getting your coffee. I'm going to jump in the mobile and get another cup. KD2BOR.
All right, very good. I'll give you a call when I get out. KD2BORN1LU, mobile. After a while, you get used to it. You learn to deal with it. You dress for it. You know, as long as I don't have to live outside or work outside, you know, I can deal with these bursts of cold.
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear KC2YJ with M1LU. Yeah, well, you know what, I'll be driving over the road pretty soon, so probably by spring I'll be starting to do my over-the-road stuff, so I don't know how much time I'm going to have for ham radio at that point.
Can't put anything in the truck?
I'm going to have to see. I guess it all depends if I have the same truck every day.
Make yourself up a little carrying case with a radio on it, a cigarette lighter plug. You know, you just carry it in there and mag mount. I would do that. That's how much I'd want radio. If they'd let me put a radio in there, I would set something up. I got something like that set up for my wife's car right now with my Olinko DR605TQ. It's on a wooden board, speakers mounted to the board, and I just plug it into the cigarette lighter, throw a mag mount on the roof, and I'm set to go. It's not perfect, but it works.
Yeah, I might do that, or I might just have a constant echo link hookup.
Right next to a cop. Pick it up with Rocky.
Very good. Remember, you're exempt from the cell phone, though. You're allowed to use your radio, but still not worth the argument. 82BOR, KC2YJ, the call.
Hey, Vic. KD2BOR, how are you?
Good there, stranger. You sound a lot better.
I feel a lot better. I gotta go to the doctor, the surgeon, today, see if he's gonna release me to go back to work.
So how did you know you had a problem with the veins in your neck?
I didn't. My doctor, the surgeon, when I went to him for a four-month checkup, so I get my Plavix prescription re-upped, he decided to do a Doppler, or whatever he did, to the side of my neck on both sides, and that's when he found that I was blocked up.
That isn't only caused by smoking, though, is it?
No, there's other things that can cause it, but one of the most contributing factors is the tar and nicotine.
Well, how many years did you smoke for?
Too many.
Yeah, I better cut back. I've been smoking about 30 years.
Oh, God, I got you beat.
Now, what did they do? They had to cut open your neck?
Yep, I got a nice, long slice on the side of my neck. It's got a... You'd never notice it when it really completely heals and goes down, but, yeah, it's pretty long.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not fun, Vic. Over to you, Joe. Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. Cop found something else to do. A buddy of his was pulling somebody over, so he got off the highway. First he started slowing down. I thought he was slowing down for me. You know, he was in front of me to the right. He started slowing down. I thought he was waiting for me to catch up. Then I realized there was some action going on in the service road off of the Deegan, and so he was looking for the next exit to get off on and join his partner. So I guess I was just paranoid, me and my red car. Yeah, the scar doesn't look that bad, not as bad as I thought it would look on Rocky's neck. I saw him, when did I see you, last week?
Tuesday morning.
My, how time flies. Wow, twice in 1 week, that's a record. I have the microphone, by the way.
Well, I know your mic's fine. This is for Don, in case he's got to leave his with you, so I can put a new connector on the end of it.
But you wanted to try my mic in the extension that you made, right?
No, because I already tried it in mine.
Oh, okay, so I didn't need to bring the mic?
I made you get it in your car so you would have it on Monday when you go to the luncheon, in case.
Okay, yeah, I've got to bring his meter, too. I got to put that in the car. I'll put it in over the weekend so I don't forget it. Over to you, Vic.
Yeah, Rocky, I definitely got to come up there and meet you one day. I've already met Charlie, so it's time to meet you.
Well, maybe one of these days, when it gets warmer, we'll have one of them coffee breaks that they would say at my shop like we did a year or so ago. Even Paul came down from Yonkers, AC2T, and Steve came all the way out from Long Island.
Yeah, that would definitely be interesting. Definitely.
Well, I know I'm going to go to the Barra Ham Fest this spring, so think about it.
Yeah, it all depends if I'm out on the road or not. If I'm around, I will. Hopefully, I'll get something that I'll be home every night with, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Yep, truck driving could be a hassle. Thank God I never got into it. Over to you, Charlie, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR and 1YJV, or N2YJV, I get you living in Connecticut, and 1LU. Just coming up to the George. I'm making pretty good time. Yeah, I'm going to go to the Barra Ham Fest as well. I think I'll pick up a bunch of Allen screws. Allen, whatever the hell they call them. I could use some. I got that bad one out of my antenna yesterday. And I figured, maybe it was just in crooked. So I put it back in. Now it's stuck and it's stripped, so I can't get it out. I should have just left it out and got a new one, but, you know, I was in too much of a hurry. Good rock.
KD2BOR, you had to do that. Now it's stuck in there. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Glad you have another Allen screw.
What did you ask me? I was underneath the apartment.
I said you had to mess around with it. If you got it out, you should have left it out, but that's here and there now.
Yeah, I know. I was so happy I got it out, though. And I have a million, antennas that aren't working that I could have stolen Allen screw out of. And I'm sure they're pretty generic. Probably could have gotten one that would fit, but I don't know if the thread is screwed up on the antenna or if there's something wrong with the Allen screw. I think it's the threads on the antenna. So a new one wouldn't have helped much.
KC2YJV, I would have just put a screw in it.
Yeah, I know. Well, now it's only being held on by one set screw. I may have to rework the way I'm pulling it up in a tree. Right now I'm pulling it up by that element. I don't want it to come out.
You put the Allen wrench in there. Does the Allen wrench turn at all, or it just stays in one position?
No, it doesn't turn at all now. I think the Allen screw is stripped now. I'm going to try it again when I get home. I was kind of pressed for time last night, as usual. I was lucky I found that. I'm just, looking around. I forgot what I was looking for. And I found a rubber cap that probably came over some little tube or something that I bought something in years ago. And I said, oh, maybe this will fit. I got a picture of it. I'll show it to you. Fits absolutely perfect. Like it was made for the job. Put a little tiny hole in it. Push the element through it. Come on, move over, idiot. Push the element through it, and it fits like a glove, as they say.
Very good. That'll keep the water from going down where the stinger goes in. Because I tell you, I don't like that idea at all.
Rocky.
There.
You put it up over by you.
I doubled with you. What'd you say?
I said I got a UHF repeater sitting here I'm putting on the air. I should put it up by you.
Just what I would need.
Have a signal on the input.
What was that, Vic?
Every now and then I pick up a signal on the input. That's not us.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. Have you, Chow?
No, but I just checked the input as I'm coming down 46 up in Fort Lee, and I heard Victor.
Oh, you heard me? Well, I guess my antenna's doing it.
Are you familiar with 46, where it goes up into Fort Lee?
Familiar with 46? I'm sure you're talking about up by the bridge there?
Yeah, I can see all the way to the horizon up there. It's a real nice location. If I had to live in New Jersey, God forbid, that's where I'd want to live.
Yeah, well, that's the reason why I'm taking you over the road job. This way, come make decent money and look around the country to see where I want to settle.
Yeah, you full scale on the input, Vic.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised, especially since I lowered the antenna a little bit.
Yeah, a little white noise in there, but nothing bad, but you're putting the meter all the way up on the Alinco.
Yeah, it's got to be conditioned, because I just checked and you're doing the same thing.
What antenna do you have, Vic?
I'm on the tri-band GP 15, 2.6 and 70 centimeter.
Much activity on 6 down by you?
Yeah, when the repeaters are on Staten Island stuff, but due to jammers, they've been shutting them off.
They must be linked. Can't believe you got jammers on 6 meters.
Yeah, it's conditions. I just had you on the input, Charlie.
Fancy that. An Arctic opening.
An Arctic opening?
U-C-A-K.
Ah, there's a voice I haven't heard in a while. Go ahead, Ori.
Good evening, gents. I can actually hear you all on the input. Probably can't hear me on the input because I'm only running 5 watts at the moment. But good evening, or actually good morning or good evening, depending on who I'm talking to there. Charlie, we don't speak often, but one of these days I'll get to meet you. And Rock, are you just coming in or just going out? And I'll throw it over to you since I'm here.
82 BOR. Nah, I'm here. Then I'll come back for a little while, and then I got to be down in the hospital to see the doctor at 9:30.
Rock, what are you doing at the shop?
Sitting here talking to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Tempted to come down and visit. I don't know whether I should be awake or asleep either.
Where do you live, Ari?
Right now I'm in Passaic, and you were the strongest on the input there, Charlie. Vic, I was able to bring you in with just a couple of bars, and I heard Rock was right in the middle.
Yeah, I'm probably pretty close to you. Down in my, I tell you to them, I think I'm in Little Ferry.
Yeah, I think there's a repeater up there, too.
Good to hear you, Victor. It's been quite some time.
Ari, likewise. It's been a while. I haven't heard you down here at all. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I gotta come up that way and go to a meeting, pay my dues.
I hear you.
Really haven't heard from any of those guys recently. Any new news, I guess, south of me now?
Not really. Nothing ever changes.
Great. Well, if you see Jeff or Paul or Nelson, tell them I said hey.
Well, I saw them the other night. They came into the diner for a meeting. Over to you, Rock.
Be nice.
Still on 46, just past the Teterboro. Making my way up to the exit for 17 South.
Watch out for those airplanes that slide across the highway.
Yeah, I'm more concerned with the cops. The airplanes won't give me a ticket or slow me down unless they hit me.
Make sure you're scanning 102.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
S2 on the input.
Good, I know my antenna system's working.
That it is. KC2YJV.
Such nice 2 meter conditions. I was surprised. I was just on 40 and it seemed like there was one pile up going on, and that was about all I could hear. I couldn't even figure out what was exactly going on there. KD2CAK.
Oh, we'll have to try 40 one day, Ari. That's one of my favorite bands, and I do a very good job on that for my house.
Not a problem. We can all go out and see Q and DX together one night.
I don't know what your hours are. I'm usually home by 1:30, and you know, that's usually a good time for, you know, local traffic on 40.
With you, I don't know whether you're talking AM or PM, but my hours have been very weird lately, different, including being up at this moment. Just out of curiosity, though, when you guys are looking for Gray Line, where do you look for it?
I haven't got a clue where to look for it. I don't necessarily look for Gray Line. I'm not sure how that works. I know it has something to do with as it's changing from night to day. But I don't... I turn the dial, and if I can hear the guy, I work him.
Sort of how I am. I think Gray Line is at around 4:30 in the morning, if you can be that general. But I don't know. I figured you guys, being consummate DXers, would have worked it. What about you, Vic? Oh, is that all right? Do you try to work any Gray Line, and if so, do you find that it makes more sense on one band versus another, or have a favorite place to try to work it?
I really haven't been on HF at all. My dipole's down, and it's staying down until we fill up.
You've been proud of me. I was going for bonus points the other day. I went out in the snow and barely hung at a G5 RV in a sagging V configuration, but until it gets a little warmer, we'll go out there and fix it. In the meantime, it works.
Yeah, I lowered mine because of the snow, and it's buried under the snow, so...
On the ice down there, it'd be easier to buy another one, and when this one thaws out, you can hang it at a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, probably, but I'm not worried about it right now. I really haven't had time for HF anyway. Over to you, Rock.
I don't have much time for HF because I don't have an antenna really that's that efficient. I think 10 meters is basically the best one, and maybe 12. I'm pushing it even at 15.
I wonder what would happen if you just built a large loop antenna around the ceiling of your shop there.
Harry, if I wanted to do HF from the shop, it'd be no problem. I own the building. Talking about at home, because I rent. Lucky I can have the antenna that I got.
Any chance we could slip a piece of wire up the side of the building and maybe off in sort of a little bit of an L at the top? Or an inverted L, I guess?
Nah, I don't want to rile any feathers. I wouldn't even try it. I'm going to talk to him again in the springtime. I was supposed to do it last year, but why do today what I can put off till tomorrow?
Coming up to the service road.
You don't...
I was just thinking that maybe while you had a cable guy out there or something, you could get him to tack some phone wire up the side of the building, cheat like I do. Would be a compromise, but it would probably work.
Oh, no doubt. I know that would work, but like I said, I don't want to push any buttons. You know, I'm glad enough to have the little bit I got.
USL.
I find just listening sometimes is just a part of it.
Well, when you get the urge, you can always do HF from the car. One of these days, we got to come up with some sort of mini mobile field day.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah, Vic.
Did I tell you I had a compression test and everything done in the car? It's not going into the head. They still can't figure out where the leak is.
That's a strange one, Vic. But it's got to be going somewhere. Well, you know that. I don't have to tell you. You keep adding coolant.
Yeah, I think... I noticed a little coolant on the ground the other day. So that's a good sign.
saw coolant on the ground. Maybe somebody should put this car up, a pressure tester on it, maybe raise it up in the air or do something instead of just opening the hood.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it up for a couple days when I'm doing once over on the car and figure out what it is. Because I've got to get it done. And I'm looking at another car I think I'm going to pick up anyway down the line.
Yeah, I was telling Charlie before, my tire monitor system came up, serviced the tire monitor system, and my low tire indicator is blinking. I got to bring it in the shop when I get back with the scanner on it and find out what's going on.
Yeah, I hear everybody's having problems with their cars lately.
Problem with my vehicle is the nut behind the wheel. Over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, okay, very good. I'm coming up to Page. I'll be making a left on Page any second. I did better than I thought I'd do. Ah, crap, I got the light.
I'm just surprised I'm still hearing you on the input, KC2YJV.
Really? Where are you again?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I double with you. Where are you again, Vic?
I'm in Colonia.
I'll have to look on a map. I got a law-abiding citizen in front of me. I have a feeling this is going to be a long drive on Schuyler Avenue.
A hell of a band opening.
Was that Rocky?
Said it beats the alternative than a cop pulling you over and giving you a coupon.
Yeah, I know. But this guy's like doing the exact speed limit. I'd go a couple miles over it.
Pull him over.
Yeah, no room. Hopefully he's going home and he doesn't live too far from here.
There's in front of him where you can watch you, where you know what I'm trying to say.
I'd rather I was in front of him.
Yeah, I had two quick thoughts on Victor's car. I wonder if after you topped it off and heated it up, you might be able to see steam escaping when you shut it off. And I don't know if any of you know anybody who's looking for a pickup truck with a plow ready to go and a salter almost ready to go. I wasn't paying attention. What was that on? With your car, I was wondering if you topped everything off fluid-wise and then heated it up, whether there's a chance you might see the steam escaping right when you shut the car off. And the second thing was my buddy who passed away left behind him a Chevy truck with a plow on it that's got a lot of mileage left on it and a salter that needs to be attached to the back if you know anybody in that business. Yeah, I'll have to get a call from you one of these days and tell me how much he's asking. Not for personal gain of any sort. It's to help a widow, so she's asking $5,000 for the full setup. I forget exactly what year the truck is, but he rebuilt the engine and had two new interstate batteries in it. Yeah, I'll have to see. I would have to see it first. But, yeah, I hear you. KC2YJV. But I thank you, though. Where are you at, Charlie?
Let's see. I'm not sure of the area on that, but I'm coming up to a landmark. Rocky will know. I think I'm coming, yeah, I'm coming up to the intersection. What is it? CVS and Superfood Town?
Route 7.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I'm monitoring the input as I'm talking to you guys. And Charlie, you're up there now. You're about half scale.
Really? Well, this is a good spot, this Schuyler Avenue. I can see, you know, the Manhattan skyline quite nicely, like I'm elevated above it. So it's a good location. I can't hear you on the input anymore.
How are you ready? You're doing it. Put Rocky winds. Rocky's full scale down here.
I think this guy in front of me is going to Rocky's.
Let's see a man about a horse. Be right back, KD2, if you want.
Very good, Rock, KC2YJV.
N1LU, mobile.
AD2CAK, and Charlie on the input, you're pinning my needle over here.
That's good to know. What do you have for an antenna?
Right now I've got a Diamond X30 sitting indoor.
Indoor, huh?
SWRs were all off. I thought it had moisture in it. So I took it in, dried it out. When I tested it out and it was working again, I just left it there until I'd resealed it. And because the rubber duck wasn't working too well on this the other night, I was getting complaints, I put this on. You are? Ed?
Not readable, but I can hear you on the input.
Yeah, I'm only running 5 watts right now. I had you on the input. You were bringing like a bar or 2 bars, but you were fully readable.
I can't complain, man. I got to be a good 30, 35 miles, maybe more from Passaic.
Oh, and even though this property has very good height, the antenna isn't, you know, mounted up.
Catch you guys later. I'm here at Rockies. 73, good hearing you, Vic. Ari, take care. Have a good day. N1LU.
That was loud on the input.
Very good, Charlie. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Always a pleasure. N1LU, KC2YJV. You guys going to be making Taylor Hegg ham and eggs or what?
On a diet.
What's going on, Ari? Not much. Like I said, I was tuning around 40 and just ended up hearing you guys after a while. Gave up on 40. Before that, I was watching television. I actually had given up on the Sirius 2.5 man. It went in some strange situations, but I think they decided to finalize it and end it. And I happened to watch it, and the finale was probably the best of all of the new ones that I've seen.
So are you able to hit NJ5R from where you're at, or no?
Ooh, probably not with this radio. I usually do that when I bring the other one into the house.
QSL, I heard you on the input. I'm surprised if you wouldn't be able to hit it.
Give it a shot. Let me put it into the other VFO. Hold on, KD2CAK. Oh, and 73's 73 to Charlie there. And I'm sure they're both listening to the shop by now.
We don't know if we're leaving yet. Okay, Ari, I'm on both of them. Both of them.
K82BOR listening.
All right, I'm back. N1LU mobile.
Guess Victor jumped out and Ari.
Well, anybody with any brains this time in the morning would be sleeping.
I know I'm brainless.
Tell you, I have a hard time sleeping past, 3-4 in the morning. On the weekends, I find myself always waking up. You know, because it's like, 2:30, 1:30, 2:30. It's like 3 hours longer than I normally sleep. My problem is I can't stay awake late the night before. Like Friday night, I can't stay awake too late. I'm just beat. Tonight's going to be different, though. I've got to go to, after the closing, I got to take a shower, and then my wife's going to awake, and then we're going to go to Stations of the Cross. Likes to go to those every Friday during Lent.
I didn't even, excuse me, I didn't even know it was Lent.
Oh, yeah. So it's going to be meatless a couple of weeks, I guess. What is it, 8 weeks or something? Can't eat meat on Friday, which isn't a problem. We've cut out a lot of meat. We eat chicken, a lot of chicken, but last night I made eggplant zucchini with polenta. That was pretty good. That's a dish that I found a recipe for, and a very light dish, you know, low calorie, low fat, and it tastes good. I never knew what polenta was till I met my wife.
Well, maybe you could fill me in on what it is.
Hey, what kind of Italian are you? No, actually, I didn't know what it was either. It's basically cornmeal. In Italy, they used to eat it because it was very cheap. And in Italy, they ate it on a board. And they'd spread it out on a board and then put gravy on top of it. And grated cheese. But basically, it's cornmeal, you know, with, you know, some glutinous stuff in it that makes it a little bit thicker. But it's good. You can get polenta in a roll in the supermarket, and that's what this recipe calls for. I buy the roll, and then I slice it into six slices, put it in a baking dish, put mozzarella over it, and then I pour this concoction of eggplant and zucchini that I've diced and fried with gravy and mixed in with that. Pour that over the top of the polenta, then put some more mozzarella over that and bake it in the oven.
N1LU, KD2VOR, what kind of parent are you calling it gravy? I call it sauce. Spaghetti sauce.
I did that and my wife's family looked at me like I was a gringo or something. They all call it gravy.
The only gravy belongs on mashed potatoes. And I don't eat gravy on mashed potatoes either.
I guess it depends on what part of Italy you're from, but they all call it gravy everywhere we go. My wife is Settefrat, and we used to go to the Settefrat Social Club, and they all call it gravy over there. That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed going there. They'd have that once or twice a year, all outside. All the old geezers would play bocce ball, and we'd get pretty well plastered, or I would anyway. You know, all the men would. And they'd serve, you know, like eight courses. Pasta, of course, being the main course. It was a lot of fun. I had a good time. Don't do it anymore, but, you know, it was nice. It wasn't in the best neighborhood, but that's the way it is. You know, where these Italians settled now, they've all turned into lousy neighborhoods once they moved out.
Rocky Charlie, I'm going to say goodnight, KC2YJV. I'll talk to you guys later.
Here, Vic, thought you were going already. Go ahead, Rock.
Good night, Vic.
Good night. Feel better, Rocky. Talk to you tomorrow, Charlie.
Take care, Vic. Yeah, I don't know about tomorrow. Saturday. I don't work, so I won't be up this time in the morning.
All right, well, I'll catch you Monday night when you go in there.
Hey, Charlie, by the way, how's your pretty cat?
Sorry about that. Had the cop pulled somebody over. Guess he was going 35. He's doing much better. I had my wife help me yesterday, and she got a nice dose of antibiotic into him. Boy, I tell you, it's tough. It's tough getting the medicine into the cat. And I tried to put it in his food, but he's not stupid. And I said, "The hell with that. I'm not going to waste any more food." So we, you know, try to squirt the eyedropper in his mouth. But we got a good system now. I hold him like a baby on his back. And then she tries probing in his mouth, puts a little drop on his lips, so he'll lick that off. And once he does that, he starts opening his mouth, and then she shoves the dropper into his mouth and gives it a big squirt. So he got a nice dose of antibiotics yesterday. But he seems to be fine, and they're getting along better and better. You know, they're not lovers yet, but they're not. Mac's not screaming at him as much as he was.
Very good. You answered my next question already. I was going to ask you if there's still the other one still spitting at him.
He does on occasion, but not real bad. You know, I guess he realizes he's here to stay. Now I've got to bring Mac back. I mean, Bandit back to the vet to get his mouth checked out in 2 weeks. And I hope when I go through that and bring him back, it's not the same old story again. Some people bring, if they have two cats, when they go to the vet, they bring them both at the same time. That keeps this from happening. But I don't feel like bringing Mac to the vet if he's not being checked out. It's a pain in the butt for me to carry both carriers in. So I'm hoping that this little short visit to the vet's not going to freak Mac out again.
I was going to suggest to you to bring the other one, but that could be a hassle, that's for sure. Maybe you should just put the cat on a leash. You know how much cats don't like leashes.
Actually, I've seen videos of cats on leashes. If you start them young enough, they have body leashes that you put on them. It goes around their the trunk of their body. And if you start them young enough, people walk cats. I've seen them walking cats on a leash.
N1LU, 32 VOR. My cats were outside cats. They go out in the morning and come back at night.
Yeah, that's what I had when I was a kid. And to tell you the truth, I never remember taking them to the vet. But, yeah, they'd always see, you know, they'd go by the door, meow. You'd open the door, they'd go outside, and you wouldn't see them until the next day. They loved it. In the winter, they stayed in more than going out. But, you know, there's a whole new bunch of issues when you have a cat that goes in and out. You got to get a whole slew of different shots to protect them while they're outside.
Is your cats declawed, or they still have their front claws?
No, they still have them. I wasn't going to do that again. I did it with my first cat. Felt guilty as hell for years. But, no, I wasn't going to do that with these guys, so I clipped their toenails. One of them's good about it. The other one turns into flying razor blades when I try to cut his claws.
Yeah, cats are pretty funny about that. They don't like their feet messed with. That's their defense, believe it or not, is their front claws.
Actually, they say cats fight more with their mouth than their claws. They use their claws for, you know, climbing and stuff like that. But when we had the first cat declawed, I was worried about him getting outside. He goes, you know, they'll swipe at you with their front paw, but their back claws is what they use to climb trees, and their defense mechanism is usually their canines. You know, they'll bite the victim or whatever, the person that they're mad at. But I didn't want to do it. And the place that we got them from, they didn't want us to do it either. They said, if you're going to declaw them, we're not going to let you adopt them. So we said, no, we won't do it. And my furniture shows it, too. I've got boxes and cat scratchers, cat posts all over the house trying to keep them off the furniture. But inevitably, they find spots on the furniture that they love to claw at. And unfortunately, can't do much about it when we're not home.
Yeah, I know what you mean about their mouth, but I think I told you the story once before. We had a German Shepherd at the same time and having two cats. And the cat caught the German Shepherd in the cat's food bowl. There was one swipe of his paw against the dog's nose with the claws out. That German Shepherd never went near the cat's bowl again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that hurt. Dog's nose is like just sticking right there. Perfect target.
Oh, I was speaking to Don yesterday. A little situation on what happened to his daughter. His daughter's got to be down somewhere to look at a video surveillance tape today.
Oh, very good. I guess one of the store owners had a tape or had a video camera and caught the perpetrator in the act of the crime.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. But his daughter said that she really, it's happened so quick that she might not be able to identify him, but they still want her to look at it the way it sounds to me.
KD2POR N1LU Mobile. Good, good. I hope they catch the guy. I hate stuff like that. It really, 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 really irritates me. People try to steal stuff that you have because they don't want to work for a living.
Well, they have this all on tape. And if they can identify the guy, I know they're probably going to bring him in for questioning, no doubt.
Yeah, well, it'd be nice if they caught him in the act on the videotape, but it doesn't sound like they did. If they have to bring her in to try to identify him, sounds like they might just have him casually walking by one of the cameras. They want to see if that's the guy.
Well, like you said, I hope they catch the SOB.
Years ago, many years ago, I was sitting on a subway train going to the city, I guess. Just as the doors are closing, some guy reaches in and rips a purse out of a woman's lap that was sitting right near the door. Just as the doors are closing, he grabs it and takes off. Never saw anything like that in my life. It was unbelievable. Yeah, obviously they make a habit of doing that, you know, because once the door is closed, you can't chase them. So if I was a woman with a purse, the last place I'd sit is near the door.
I got a text from Steve earlier. I think he said something about some side work or something today. Said he got on HF a little bit, I think, yesterday, but he hasn't been doing much.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm waiting to see his radios on QTH or something.
Sounds like Steve's got a very small house. That's what the issue is about getting the stuff set up somewhere else, because I'm pretty sure he had his shack in the same room that the washing machine and dryer were in.
Yeah, he does have a small house. And I understand that could be an issue, but, you know, the mobile radios, they're not that big. You can put them just about anywhere. Just a matter of getting the line into whatever room you want to use. I mean, my first house was only 1,600 square feet. I know small, too, but, you know, my boys both slept in the same room. And it was a three-bedroom house. So I just turned the spare bedroom into a shack. I've always found, a place to put my radios. Anyway, I'm here. Let me run. Let me get started. So I can get out early today. KD2-BOR-N1-LU, mobile.
Hey, Charles, very good. Good luck with the closing this afternoon. And maybe we'll catch you over the weekend sometime. KD2-BOR will be listening.
All right, good luck with the doctor. Text me, let me know what he says. And I'll talk to you later. KD2-BOR-N1-LU is clear.
73.
KD2-BOR-AA2WB.